And good morning. How you doing? Welcome to Pedal to the Metal on this bank holiday. And well, here's something a little bit different for you. 10 albums that mean something to me, something that influenced me, made my musical experience what it is, made your musical experience what it is here on MMH, the home of rock radio. So to 10 albums. First of all, we'll start with something that, my mum actually got me into this, so she had it in her record collection. And as a kid growing up, I loved what she played, and she had a fair bit of this. So this set is about her influences as well as mine. So for the first track, a bit of Jesus Christ Superstar. I remember me and Christopher Wright, one of my best friends growing up, being bored one night and put this album on and recreated it in my living room as my mum was out. So we just thought, oh, we'll do something a bit, you know, bit mad. So she also had rotary lighting as well. So you could turn it up and down like a lighting rig. Also, what's interesting about this is kind of got me into rock music. There's a lot of stuff that did, actually. But Ian Gillan, yeah, him from, of course, Deep Purple, was in the album that was out in 1970. The track I'm going to play now is from the 1973 film OST, and this is Overture to Jesus Christ Superstar soundtrack. Let's begin.
Thank you.
Ergo, a little bit of Jesus Christ Superstar, that's the overture. And what's interesting is, speaking to my mum the other day about, you know, that particular soundtrack and that musical, she said that back in 1969, which was before Jesus Christ Superstar, she took me to see Hair, another one of those iconic albums as well, and an iconic musical. And I actually don't remember that. It's a bit weird because I was thinking, really, you took me to see that? I would have remembered something that involved lots of naked people on stage, but apparently, yep, it happened. So that's the first out of our 10 albums that influenced me. Next one is Carole King. This is one that I used to play all the time growing up in Fulham, where I lived for a long time. It's not doesn't have a bad track on it. It's a classic album and so many good tunes. So I elected to play off this brilliant album, and I know Sarah Wisbainer likes this as well. Will You Love Me Tomorrow?
Love I can be sure of.
Beautiful track. That is, of course, Carole King. And Will You Love Me Tomorrow? And, yeah, Tapestry is just one of those albums that you can put on and you can listen to it. And then you can put it on and you can listen to it again. Pretty much like my next artist, which is Elton John. And the album in question, Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. He's the one musician who really influenced me growing up. And particularly this album, it was hardly ever off my mum's record player, and I still love the album to this day. It's really hard to choose just one track, but I've chosen The Ballad of Danny Bailey. It's the one I'll play today, and if I could have played two, then it would also have been Funeral for a Friend, Love Lies Bleeding, because it's just quite simply anthemic. But this is Elton John, and this is The Ballad of Danny Bailey.
Some punk with a shotgun killed young Danny Bailey in cold blood in the lobby of a downtown motel. Killed him in anger, a force he couldn't handle. Help pull the trigger that cut short his life. And there's heroes back up here in the hills. Without Danny Bailey, we're gonna have to break up our stills. So mark his grave well, 'cause Kentucky loved him. Born and raised a proper, I guess life just bugged him, and he found faith in danger, a lifestyle he lived by. Yeah.
Great track, brilliant album, fantastic singer. That's Elton John, The Ballad of Danny Bailey, 1909 to 1934, from the Goodbye Yellow Brick Road album. Now, if you can hear some whistling, I will let you onto a secret. One thing that does happen with a lot of DJs, and they will bear proof to this, especially, you know, me, is 30-odd years of DJing and doing mobile discos and stuff like that, for some of us, leads to deafness. So every now and again, you might hear a tiny wee squeak in the background. If you do, I apologise in advance. That's me. What I should do is do a programme with my headphones on. But I can't be asked, because I like to have, you know, music blaring when I'm playing tunes in the studio, as it were. So I apologise for that. Anyway, moving on. We now come to our next track. Where are we so far? We've done 3 out of 10. And we come to track number 4. Now, this is a good album. And it's a brilliant singer. And he was a brilliant singer. We come to Ian Dury and the Blockheads. New Boots and Panties is the album. Now, who doesn't like a little bit of Ian Dury? I totally love this album. It's ballsy. It's funny. And introduced me to one of the most offensive swear words in the English language, in the shape of the song Plaster Patricia. But we won't be playing that one, so I'm sorry. However, this is a gem of an album, and I'll play instead a little bit of I'm Partial to Your Abracadabra.
So stop the way you start, the cockles of his heart, the panty sends it right up the wall. Please, please stop it, it likes it, tickles it to death in a way. These lovely boots exist to drive it round the twist, the call of nature must be obeyed. We'll be right back.
us on our social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Want airplay? Want your album reviewed? Get in touch. Just search MMH, the home of rock radio.
So welcome back to 10 albums that influenced me growing up as a young lad and, well, influenced my music, really, here on MMH, the home of rock radio. We've done so far 4 tracks. We're on to track number 5 now. And I have to say, after we've just played you in Jory and I'm partial to your Abracadabra from the New Boots and Panties album, my next track is actually not music, but it is brilliant and it did mean a lot to me growing up. Peter Cook and Dudley Moore, Derek and Clive Live. This was recorded back in 1976 when I was about 13, and it was a way of releasing the tension of their 1973 show Good Evening. Once again, thanks must go to my mum who brought this, and I, as a young impressionable lad, got to listen to it and was also the only kid down our street who had access to it. It was done in very bad taste. I have no apologies for featuring this track, other than that I loved this growing up. Probably the only sweary track in this whole set. Jump had me and my friends peeing ourselves as well. It was played when the adults were not around. So, for obvious reasons, I am going to say to you now that if you do have children in the vicinity of you right now, it might be an idea to just ask them to leave the room. And if you don't care, well then, hey, that's the risk you take, isn't it?
The next record is a sweary record. So if
arseholes, bastards, fucking,
it's not your type of record, then I suggest you fuck off now and come back in 5 minutes. Toodles!
As I was walking down the street one day, I saw a house on fire. There was a man shouting and screaming at an upper story window to the crowd that was gathered there below, for he was sore afraid. Jump, you fucker, jump. Jump into this here blanket what we are holding, and you will be all right. He jumped, hit the deck, broke his fucking neck. There was no blanket. Laugh, we nearly shat. We have not laughed so much since Grandma died, or Auntie Mabel caught a left tit in the mangle. We are miserable sinners, filthy fuckers, arseholes.
And honestly, still makes me giggle right now. So, moving away from music that actually my mum had an influence on growing up, to music that myself kind of went, oh, I really like that, and went out and bought it. Right now we have Japan, Life in Tokyo. Now, the album in question is Assemblage, but, however, this came back, this came out in 1979, and I was working up in the West End at the time for Claude Gill's bookshop in Oxford Street, and we had the biggest Virgin megastore across the road from us. I had to have this when I heard it on the radio, so got the red vinyl 12-inch for a whole 99 pence from them and played it to death. I still have the 12-inch in question, and although it was not a hit, like I say, when it came when it was out then, it became huge in 1982. It features on the compilation album Assemblage, and this is Life in Tokyo.
We'll be right back.
And I tell you what, still sounds really, really good on my hi-fi. Mind you, listening to that, it reminded me of something that when I used to do mobile discos back in the 80s, I used to live with my grandparents back in the 80s. Just the way it was at the time. And that was one of, well, it was the only track that I could put on my mobile discos. I had my mobile disco set up in my bedroom because I thought, oh, I can muck about. I could have two decks playing about. And I have to say, it was the only track that I could play really, really loud. That, no, hang on, I'll start again. It was the only track that I played once or twice, I think, on a Sunday afternoon. And it's just got the most amazing bass on it. But so heavy was the bass that one of our neighbours, and I tell you what, I'm not being funny, this guy must have lived, oh, at least half a mile, I would imagine, no, not half a mile at the road. Okay, so I'd say about maybe 800 yards away, something like that. Anyway, he lived a long way away, that's the point. But he nipped over the fence, bang, 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 bang on the door. Will you turn that down? It's so loud, la, 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 la. Yes, mate, sorry about that. He went away, and honestly, it was the only record ever. I could play anything else as loud as I liked. Well, that one, wow, it enough gets somebody upset. So if you really want to pee off your neighbours, that's the track to put on. Anyway, so carrying on, we now come to, where are we now? We've got four tracks. Right, so the first of two tracks from the Human League. They are a band that really influenced what I liked listening to growing up. And I've chosen a couple of tracks, one from Reproduction, which is The Circus of Death, and from Travelogue, Empire State Human. First of all, Reproduction, Circus of Death. So I decided to play two tracks from these people because I love their music. They write great pop songs, and I thought it'd be good to play some stuff that doesn't usually get played on radio. So first of all, Circus of Death. To me, it's a dark, brooding lament to Hawaii Five-0, which also happens to be one of my favourite television programmes, I should say, growing up. And I really like the current one as well. So this is The Circus of Death.
Well, in just a few moments, we're off to Hawaii to join Steve McGarrett and the team for tonight's adventure.
music that forges their union is a substance known only to one. To the clown it is known as dominion. It's a secret that he'll give to none. The drug which gives the clown power means his circus can never be stopped, and his dream can go on unhindered till the last human being has dropped.
All our advertising packages to suit your needs. With competitive rates, your advert can hit thousands of listeners. Just search MMH, the home of rock radio.
So, there you go. Little bit of the Human League, the Circuit of Death from, of course, Free Production. And now we're into the, well, I would say the home straight. We have three more tracks to play on this 10 albums. Coming after me, we have a little bit of The Perfect 10. That sounds like an interesting idea for a programme. That is what is coming up after myself. Right now, we carry on. And we have the second track from the Human League. This is from Travelogue. The track is The Empire State Human. Now, what I like about this is that this is what you call a perfect little pop song. It's catchy. You can dance to it with your best parting wave hairdo. Unfortunately, back in the 80s, I had a mop of curly ginger hair, so a parting wave wasn't an option. But this is the brilliantly catchy Human League, Empire State Human.
Oh,
the brilliant Human League and Empire State Human from the album Travelogue. And do you know what? Thinking about it, they made perfect pop songs. They do still do that. It was before, of course, you had Susan Sully and the lovely Joanne joined them. And not bad, actually. When you look back to when you kind of listen back to the early albums, it was really, really good stuff. Anyway, shall we continue? Yes, we shall. So we've done 8 tracks. We have 2 left. And I'm going to put them back to back, but tell you about why I've chosen them before we get to them. So first off, we have the Pet Shop Boys. The album in question is Behaviour, and the chosen track is Being Boring. So in 1990, I was working for a community radio station in London called Radio Thamesmead, and I remember hearing Being Boring on the radio and just thought what a perfect song it was. Sad in its vision of growing up and feeling disconnected with the world and getting older, and it spoke volumes to me. It's the way I felt at the time. It's a stunning album, Behaviour, by the way, to listen to. And I know, like, rock people, yeah, fair enough, might not want to go and listen to a Pet Shop Boy album, but if you look at it from how something was produced, it's stunning. And when you see that Harold Faltermeyer of Axel F produced it, then you really do have quite a special album. And finally, for today, we have Queensryche, I should say. The album in question is Empire, and the track that I've chosen is Silent Lucidity. And it's the last track of my 10 albums that influenced me, and this one is special meaning to me, as it's the equivalent of the R Son record. It's me and my other half, Son. And I know the subject matter isn't cheery, but for me, this is a question that I come back to again and again, and that's our mortality. Not knowing what comes next freaks me personally out a lot. And I know there's not a lot I can do about it as a human. It's something that a lot of us question. But still, it's just a beautifully crafted song. And if someone wants to define a perfect power ballad, then my friend, this is it. This has been 10 albums. We'll leave you with the Pet Shop Boys, Being Boring, and a bit of Queensryche, Silent Lucidity. Thanks for listening. Perfect 10 is coming up next.
bad dream spinning in your head. Your mind tricked you to feel the pain of someone close to you leaving the game. Chance. Wide awake, you face the day. The dream is over, or has it just begun? There's a place I like to hide. Persisting in our efforts, you can achieve.